Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Eric J. The New Testament reading for today is from John chapter 14, verses 18 through 31. Jesus said, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, 'I am going away, and I will come to you.' If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Years ago, I was officiating the funeral for a woman named Carol. I'd never met Carol, but she was Nancy's mother, and Nancy was a member of my congregation at the time. In my conversations with Nancy and the rest of Carol's family and friends, and even the pastor who called on Carol, I learned that Carol was not only a strong and outspoken woman of faith, but also a woman strong in will, stubborn. After the funeral services that day, Nancy invited me to her house where the family was gathering for lunch, and when I arrived, Nancy was in the kitchen making final preparations. I walked into the kitchen and was about to announce myself and say hello, but before I could do so, Nancy turned around, not expecting to see me, got startled, and nearly dropped the meatloaf that was in her hands. "Oh my gosh, I'm sorry, Nancy, I didn't mean to startle you. I would have felt horrible if I was the reason that lunch was ruined." Nancy laughed and said, "Don't worry about it, Pastor. There would have been very little love lost if we were deprived of Mom's meatloaf." "What do you mean?" I said. Nancy said, "Well, since all of us kids could remember, Mom made this very meatloaf recipe every Monday for dinner, and every single one of us hated it. Mom put cranberries in the meatloaf for some strange reason. But despite the fact that my sisters and I still don't like it, we knew that Mom loved it, and we loved our mother dearly. So that's what's for lunch. And since you failed to make me drop it, you have to choke it down with us." Despite how much Nancy and her sisters disliked the meatloaf that Carol made, they loved their mother, so they kept her recipe. Jesus told his disciples in John 14, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." What does that word "keep" actually mean? Well, in the original language, it means to treasure, to guard, to protect, to cherish. If we love Jesus, we'll keep his words, If we love God, we keep His commandments. We cherish them. But let's be honest with ourselves. If it's up to me, to you, to keep the commandments of the Lord, even though I love Him with all my heart, I am doomed to fail. Thank God, thank Jesus, that He has not left us to keep these commandments on our own. He's provided a helper. Jesus told the disciples in our text for today, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you a helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." No one can believe in Jesus on our own. We need help. The good news of the gospel is, Jesus is faithful to send help, the Holy Spirit. It says in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3, that no one can say, no one can confess that Jesus is the Lord, except in the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus was faithful to live and die in our place and rise again, the Holy Spirit, the Helper, has been given, as promised, to give us faith and keep us in the faith. But how does the Spirit do this? How does the Spirit work in our life? Through a gut feeling? Emotional moments? Subjective spiritual experiences? No. God has graciously provided His Spirit in a much more reliable way. The Word of God. The Word of Christ. Jesus said the Helper, the Holy Spirit, would teach us all things and bring to our remembrance all that Jesus has said. To live in the Spirit of God, to live by His power and experience the Holy Spirit, begins in the Word of God. We guard that Word of Christ. We cherish it so closely because we believe our Lord when He tells us that it's by the power of His Word that we have been saved and that we are kept firm and steadfast in this one true faith. There is no recipe you must keep or anything to prepare for the Lord in order to have the full assurance of salvation. Assurance comes only through His promise of grace alone, that comes to us through the Word of God alone, to hold and keep by faith alone, in Jesus alone. Amen. O God, the giver of all that is good, by Your holy inspiration, grant that we may think those things that are right, and by Your merciful guiding, accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.